It was a relatively small business. We had 200 hectares planted when I got here, and a vision to plant around about 1,000 hectares.
Back in the early 2000s when this all started, what did the Australian olive oil industry look like?
Yeah, it was very small and just developing. In fact, back when we started, you really couldn't call it an industry. It was very, very small. Since then, the Australian Olive Association has been developed, and it's now grown to be a fairly substantial industry.
How much of that development has really been attributed to Boundary Bend? What changes have you made to practices like we would see in traditional olive growing countries like Greece or Turkey or Spain in comparison to what we see now in a modern Australian olive orchard?
Yeah, I think a couple of the biggest changes. One is that we're fully irrigated. In Spain and Italy, there wasn't or isn't many groves that are fully irrigated. At best, they're partially irrigated or dry land farmed. And the other thing I think a large contributor to our success is the mechanisation of harvest. Spain and Italy and European countries generally harvest by hand or with shakers, and we've developed, in conjunction with Argentina, we've been developing the Colossus Harvester, which has allowed us to harvest fruit and deliver fruit to the processing plant in its freshest state.
Now, this is partly why you've been nominated as Farmer of the Year, is your involvement in developing these Colossus Harvesters. How difficult was that process? What did you have to do to develop those harvesters?
We knew that we couldn't harvest by hand, that we just weren't going to be price competitive with our product harvesting by hand. So Paul Reardon went along over to Argentina. We had a look at a concept that we thought would work in the Colossus Harvester. When we brought it back to Australia, we, through many hours of hard work, you know, I think the first Colossus Harvester we got around about 6 hours effective picking time in 24. To now, 15 years later, we're harvesting around 22 hours effective picking time.
And how much can that Colossus Harvester process in an hour?
Depending on crop load, obviously, but we're picking around about 4 to 5 tonne an hour out of each harvester, which is significant when you look at a typical hand harvester. A person picking by hand can pick around about 250 kilos a day.
How has that development changed not only Boundary Bend but the entire Australian olive oil industry? Because there are other people using this technology in Australia, aren't there?
Yeah, definitely. Look, I think that what it does is it guarantees our consumer the freshest product, something that when harvesting by hand you can't really guarantee. You can't get that economies of scale that you need. And I think that sort of set us apart in Australia to the world, in that after being fresh is a lot healthier.
What is the difference between an olive that has been hand-picked and an olive that has been processed through these harvesters that you've helped to develop? Is there a difference in taste?
No, there wouldn't be a difference in taste if the hand harvested was done in a timely manner. There'd be no difference in taste at all. And I think that's been our challenge over the 15 years, is to ensure that with our economies of scale, we can still produce. And we've proven that by just actually today winning a medal and a gold medal at the Sydney show and a best in show. So I think that, you know, the 15 years that I've been involved with olives, that's been the major challenge, is to produce a quality product on a scale that we have.
So when it comes to your nomination as Farmer of the Year, you know who dobbed you in for it. How did you feel once you found out that that was all going ahead?
I was a little embarrassed, actually. Obviously, you know, I'm just lucky to be at the face of this. So it's obviously a hard work of a lot of different people.
Would you do anything differently if you could go back and see that original coffee harvester that had been adapted for olives? Would you change anything that you did?
Perhaps grow almonds, I'd reckon. No, I wouldn't change anything I did. It's been a great ride, and I think that the beauty about growing olives in Australia is we've had to trial most of the things ourselves. We grow things a little bit different than they do in Europe, and that's meant that most of the trial work's done in-house, and that keeps the job interesting.